Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is this weekly radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are very thankful to you for listening in to our podcast today. I have been looking forward to today's show for a bit. We are going to be talking about an upcoming event that our agency holds annually, and we have with us today to talk about this Kendra, who is the chairperson of the event. Kendra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Today, we're talking about the Adoption Associates Fall Gala. So let's go ahead and get started. If you would, tell us a little bit about this event, Kendra.
Okay. So this year, the event is taking place on October 21st, which is a Saturday evening, at Frederick Meyer Garden and Sculpture Park. The event starts at 6 p.m. And during this first part of the event, we'll have a mystery envelope auction and a silent auction, and dinner follows with a wonderful speaker.
Great. So I think can you tell us a little bit about the history of this event? How long has our agency been doing this? What do we expect in terms of numbers of attendees?
Okay. Yeah. So this, I believe, is the eighth or ninth year that we have had this event. Attendance can range anywhere from 300 to over 400 guests. I believe last year they were right at 300. So I'm hoping this year to be a little bit higher than that. Anyone is welcome to attend the event. Usually it's donors, adoptive families, community members, birth families. So anyone who is interested in attending is more than welcome.
That is great. And I know that this night is a fun celebratory evening for everyone that's in attendance. So we do want to encourage people to consider coming and being a part of it. Kendra, talk to us a little bit about what the purpose is of this event.
You know, first and foremost, it's a celebration. We hope to celebrate the families that we have joined together. So, it's quite the process. And so anyone who wants to come and celebrate that with us, we are excited to have you. It is a fundraising event. So, it is one of the ways we try to raise money for the agency. But if you are looking to have a fun evening, get dressed up, have a good meal, we would love to have you.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what's in store for everyone this particular evening. What can we expect?
Yeah, so last year they did a mystery envelope auction, and we will be doing that again. It seemed to go over rather well last year, so we will be doing that. Also, along with that, we'll be having a silent auction with 15 to 20 items. It is a free event, so meaning that if you want to come and attend this event, you do not have to purchase tickets. If you have friends and family who want to join with you, you can actually host the table if that's something you're interested in. Table seat 10. So if you have friends and family and you feel like you could fill a table, we are looking for more table hosts this year. So that is, you can always contact our office and do that as well. Even though I say this is a free event, like I mentioned earlier, it is a fundraiser. So, you know, at the end of the evening, there is going to be a portion of the event that is set aside for people to give and donate to our agency.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different things that are going on here. There's some entertainment and a silent auction. Any specifics that you can give us about our keynote speaker or some of the entertainment that's planned for the evening?
Yeah, so this year we're having Lucas Daniel Boyce is our guest speaker. And he has, I think he's going to be really interesting. It's going to be a little bit different from the past 2 years where we had a comedian. So this will be a little bit more serious, I guess I would say. But he has quite an interesting story. He is written a book called Living Proof, From Foster Care to the White House and the NBA. So he was in the foster care system and then was adopted by his foster care mom, I believe at the age of 3. And so it just, his story goes to tell about what his adoptive mom did for him and the lessons she instilled and the confidence she instilled in him and how it led him to work in the White House under the Bush administration. And then he went on to work for the Orlando Magic NBA team. So I think he'll just have a really positive message. I think it'll be quite moving, and I'm excited to hear him speak.
It sounds very inspiring, actually. So, and I know that historically we've been very fortunate at our galas to have fantastic keynote speakers. So I'm sure that we will not be disappointed this year either. You mentioned earlier, Kendra, that this is either the 8th or 9th annual fall gala. So what's different about this year? What's new, would you say?
You know, I think, well, what's new, one is I've never done this before. So,
so it's new for you to be.
It's all new.
to be the chairperson.
You know, yeah. yeah. So, no, but I think, you know, we're hoping to get new faces there. So I'm hoping that, you know, we'll have some new families come, some new community members. And along with that is we haven't done a silent auction in a couple years. So we really have some exciting items. We just received, last week, a 48-inch smart TV, which just looks awesome. So I'm so excited about that. And we just have a lot of community people who have put together wonderful packages for us. Frederick Meyer Garden donates a year family membership, which is just awesome. Mm-hmm. And some local restaurants have put together some fantastic gift cards. So I'm just thinking we just have a lot of new donations that I think people are going to be really excited about.
It does sound very, very exciting. So I can't wait. Obviously, this is an event that requires the assistance of a lot of people. You mentioned that this is your first time as the chairperson, and fortunately, you do have people that are helping. Let's talk about the wonderful people and organizations who are in particular sponsoring our event.
Okay, yeah. So I have a committee that helps me. We meet monthly, and it's filled with some staff members, some adoptive moms, and I couldn't do this event or put this on without their help. Along with the committee, we have faithful underwriters for this event who help to cover the cost of putting this event on, and some of the people and companies who have been donating for many years, Superior Foods, L&B Development, Gentex, Hoekstra Electrical, Hudsonville Trailer, along with adoptive families who have been longtime friends and supporters of AAI, who we are just so fortunate for their support.
Mm, Absolutely. So that's a lot of great names and a great people that are involved. And I know personally, I have been to our fall gala, and it is a very special event. And I know so much work goes into it, and we appreciate that too. We are now only 2 months away from this awesome night, and I'm wondering how the behind the scenes planning is coming along. I know you did mention table hosts are a need. Are there additional needs at this time? Are we looking for more sponsors or more volunteers? If someone's listening right now, Kendra, who, you know, just feels very moved to get involved, and which we would love, by the way, if you're listening and you want to do that,
absolutely.
We'd love for you to connect with us. Talk about that a little bit, Kendra.
Yeah, so I feel like right now we're kind of getting to crunch time. So we are still in need of donations for our mystery silent auction. So gift cards kind of are the main way we go for that. Silent auction items are always welcome. If there's an item that you feel moved to donate, that would be wonderful. So invitations just went out in the mail yesterday. So mm-hmm. if you're out there listening and you don't receive one and you want to go to this event, if you call our office, our Jennison office, and I can give that number, it is 616-667-0677. And anyone who answers the phone can get you an invitation sent out, get you set up. You can ask for me if you want, and I can talk to you more about it. So I believe at this moment we have 22 table hosts, but we are always looking for more. So if you think you can pull together a table, or even if you can't, even if you have, you know, six people who want to come, please just call our office and we will get you set up and get you an invitation and all the details that you need. So really right now, that's what we're doing. We're trying to find more table hosts, items for that evening. And if you feel like you want to volunteer that evening, we look for people to like a host who welcomes people at the name tag station at the beginning, getting people checked in. Even after the event, we have to, you know, close up shop and take everything down and load our cars up. So if that's something you want to help with too, we are always welcoming to anyone who wants to help.
Great. And so I wanted to go back for a second. When you were mentioning table host, I know for some people that might sound a little intimidating. What exactly would be required of me as a table host, or what do you need? And that's really not the message here when we talk about a table host, right? You want to clarify that for a minute?
Right. Absolutely. Being a table host just means that you are willing to make some phone calls to friends and family and ask them to come to this event. And so, you know, when I first did this a couple years ago, I called my neighbors, I talked to people at my church, and I said, you know, this is what's going on. And they came and they enjoyed the event and they loved it. And usually when you're at this event, you're going to hear the speaker, you're going to see a video of a family who's, you know, gone through the process and where they're at now. And it's just a moving evening. Mm-hmm. And so I think by just coming to the event and experiencing it, you will be moved at the end to donate to this agency and to the hard work that everyone is putting in to, you know, unite families.
Absolutely. It's an excellent point, Kendra. And so, you know, we're talking about an evening that's filled with food, fun, and fellowship, but this is for a great purpose. So, you know, and today you've given us some insight about why we're doing what we're doing. Why are we even, you know, having this gala, and why is this such an important event for our agency? Obviously, it is a fundraising gala, but it is a celebration, mm-hmm. not only of our agency, but of adoption in general. So we do want to extend this invitation and the call to those that may be listening right now that are interested in learning a little bit more, certainly to give us a call. This is can't say enough wonderful things about what a beautiful evening this is. So, Kendra, thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
and for all the hard work that you're putting in for this upcoming event. And, you know, October sounds like it's a long way away, but it's not. It's just around the corner. And
it will be here soon.
And so invitations are ready, and that is exciting.
Yep.
For those of you that are listening that want more information, do give us a call, and Kendra or anyone in our office can talk to you. If you're interested in more information about Adoption Associates and our services, we would also love to hear from you, and you can reach us at 800-677-2367. We are now at the end of our show, and I want to extend a big thank you again to Kendra, as well as to you, our listeners, for continuing to be in support of Adoption Focus Podcast. We are live every Tuesday at 11. We have a great show coming up next week. We'll be talking to an experienced hospital professional who is going to be sharing with us some of the short-term and long-term implications of neonatal abstinence syndrome, which is really something that we're beginning to see a lot more of now. So be educated and learn with us next week, Tuesday at 11. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.